The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Nothing comes easy in District 7 and Region 4A. That was proven on Saturday night when the Clay County Bulldogs were eliminated in quarterfinal play. That leaves the 25-5 Lady Dogs as the only black, purple, and gold team to carry the torch on into the postseason. And here tonight in Gainesboro, Tennessee, Matt Walker and his squad have 32 minutes of elimination basketball before somebody's going on and somebody's going home. But remember, nothing comes easy in Region 4A. The opposition that Clay County faces tonight comes in the form of a formidable foe. 46-year veteran Lamar Rogers and his 22-11 Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, who are on a quest to return to Murfreesboro and claim their ninth gold ball. Tonight's winner earns an automatic bid into sectional play and a chance at a region crown, while the loser gets a dismal drive home. This is the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Buffaloes in the Region 4A semifinals.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, you get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls' matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome to the CarQuest pregame show and our fourth broadcast of the Lady Dog postseason. We're excited to be at Jackson County High School, the home of the Region 4A tournament. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll call the action this evening. Joining me soon will be former head coach Joe Sims. With me now, the connector of cables, the excellence of extension cords, the ambassador of analysis, and the stalwart of stats. Throwing them all in there. He's Thomas Weaver, folks.
Thank you very much, Daniel. That's a mouthful.
You never know when it's going to be the last one.
That's right. It's good to be here with you, Daniel. Like you said, back here in Blue Devil country. Not a place we normally want to be. This is where we want to be tonight. And I hope we're going to be here again later this week. But we've got a district rematch to get through in order to get there. And it's a good one. Clay County, Clark Range. This time with it all on the line.
It is. This is a two-for-one special. Winner's going to get a sub-state and a chance at the region crown. Loser goes home. These teams split regular season, Thomas. It's anybody's game.
Yeah, it's going to be tonight, Daniel. We were talking about that. You know, there really wasn't much on the line that night as far as district standings or anything like that. But you knew that one meant something. Every one of these games between these two means something.
Well, Coach Sims talked about it so much going into that one. He wanted to win simply to keep the Lady Buffaloes from thinking that they could beat us. Now they come into tonight's game thinking, hey, we did it the last time we played. Why not tonight?
Well, hopefully the Lady Dogs have something else for them tonight. Folks, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Like Daniel said, after last Saturday night, we don't want to take anything for granted, and we don't want to take you guys for granted. We want to thank you. If you're listening, make sure you know that. And we hope folks will reach out to those sponsors and let them know they appreciate it, too. As always, we also like to say the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. So pick up a copy this week for coverage of the district tournament and next week for the region. Up next, we do an East broadcast. We'll talk about the Lady Dogs' last game where they beat Merrill Hyde. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not out yet, we'll just summarize the Lady Dogs 64-35 blowout of Merrill Hyde in the region quarterfinals. Clay County came out sharper than ever and took a 29-8 lead at the end of the first quarter and never looked back in that one. Reserves played the entire second half as the Lady Dogs rolled into tonight's semifinals, Daniel. Abby Head led the way with 17, and she got those in just about a quarter. Ella Eads had 9, Lacey Weeks 8, Riley Birch 7, Ava Carr 6, Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford 5 each, Isabella Hell 4, Landry May 2, and Madison Hayes 1. Daniel, that was a beatdown.
It was, and what I like the most, probably the most efficient night we've seen out of the Lady Dogs. They shot the ball well. That needs to translate on to this floor tonight.
We hope we see it. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more in your Dell Hall Horizon this week from that game. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls 4A update. This region tournament started, of course, back on Friday night of last week. One seeds matching up with four seeds and two seeds matching up with three seeds. Those four contests saw Clay County beat Merle Hyde 64-35. Clark Range beat Trailsdale County 57-36. Red Bull and Springs beat East Robertson 51-42. And Pickett County beat Joe Burns 87-48. That set up these two semifinals that are happening here tonight. One of them's already done. Pickett County advances on to Wednesday night's Region 4A championship game. They just defeated the Red Bull and Springs Lady Bulldogs 66-59. Coach Sims, it was a pretty good game. Pickett got the early lead, though, and never let up.
Yeah, I thought they played pretty well. Red Bull didn't shoot the ball very good out the floor. You know, if they made a few more threes, they could have easily won that game because they had a lot of looks. They just couldn't buy one. But they scored a lot of points, but I don't think the shooting percentage was real high. But I really thought Pickett was probably a little better than them, but it don't mean they couldn't have won.
You'll just plug us into that to that orange and we'll be good. Sorry, folks, had to give a little instruction there to a gentleman about our power cord. Yeah, 4 of 28, I think Red Bull went from the field.
Yeah, from the field, three-point line?
Not from the field, from behind three.
Yeah, that's not very good. You know, percentage. Like I said, if they just hit. But I think Pickett's a little better team, but that doesn't mean that. I think we're better tonight. That don't mean we can't lose, you know.
True enough. Winner of this Clay County Clark Range game going to advance on to Wednesday night's championship. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off right here at Jackson County High School. That Region 4A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? The Bug Busters. They ain't afraid of no bugs. At this point in time, we'll go right ahead and transition into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, 2-for-1 special here tonight. You lose, you're done. You win, two more guaranteed. Break this one down.
Well, this is the pressure game of the year, you know, down to the Final 32 going into tonight. Be 16 left after tonight. You know, there's always a big relief if you can get by this one. You know, how many did I play in these? 13, 14, something like that. And won a good percentage of them. So, but it's a big game. You know, we're playing an old nemesis, you know, from way back. He's one of the best coaches of all time on the other bench. Never know what he's going to do. You know, hopefully we'll be a little better prepared than we were other night. You know, he kind of didn't really do anything that much different, but played a matchup a whole game pretty much and tried to take Bradley out of it. So hopefully, you know, we can shoot the ball a little better than we did up there. You know, if we don't score any more than 34 points, we'll probably lose again tonight. But I feel like we're gonna play better tonight.
There you go, folks. Clay County trying to advance on to this region title game with a win tonight. That has been Tipsy's Final Take. For the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, they are the visiting team tonight on the scoreboard. They wear their yellow travel jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed in white. Their head coach, Lamar Rogers, his 46th season overall, 1,309 wins to 299 losses. A 22-11 record this year. They ride a two-game winning streak into tonight's contest. They are the number three seed out of District 7A. Starting for the Lady Buffaloes, a junior, number one, Addie Stowers. A sophomore, number 12, Chloe Rogers. A senior, number 22, Maddie Bush. Sophomore, number 55, Katie Hopkins. And a senior, number 35, Casey Sales. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they are the home team on the scoreboard tonight. They wear their white travel jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Clay County, the number one seed out of District 7A. Their head coach, Matt Walker, seventh season overall, 155 wins to 67 losses. A strong 25-5 record this year. They ride a three-game winning streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number two, Bella Ashok. A senior, number 10, Abby Head. A junior, number 21, Hallie Buford. Senior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. And a senior, number 40, Isabella Hale. The State Farm Girls starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay Kenny will be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Clark Range will be shooting at the hoop to our right during the first half. We're sitting right here behind the home bench at Jackson County High School. These teams met back on January 13th in Salina. Clay County won 51-33. They met on February 10th in Clark Range. The Lady Buffaloes won that one 34-40. Clay County has a one-game losing streak thanks to that loss in this series. Coach Walker meeting Clay County for the 20th time in his career. He's beat them 5 times, lost to them 15 times. 1-3 record at neutral sites. Walker at this point, though, 4-0 in his career in region semifinal games. Won this particular round in 2018, 19, 21, and 22. Trying to do it for a fifth time tonight. It's going to be Bella Ashok stepping in against senior Maddie Bush for the tip. It is time for the Region 4A semifinal between the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Buffaloes. Clark Range controls the tip. Addie Stowers with it out top. Works to Maddie Bush. Bush with it, defended by Ashok. Going to be a feature matchup of this contest right here. She hands off to Hopkins. Hopkins dribbles left wing. Gives to Stowers. Back to Bush. Just a weave amongst the guards. Now Bush drives the right side. Kicks it to Rogers. The sophomore guard gives it back to the senior point guard. Maddie Bush with it. Reach in foul call. Bella Ashlock going to be called for the personal.
Got the hands around the waist, Coach. You're going to see that call about every time.
Yeah, that was reach. They'll call it.
Lady Buffaloes on the inbound. Maddie Bush, three-pointer, good. Clark Range with an early lead, 3-0. Clay County, their first offensive possession here. Bella Ashlock going to bring it across the timeline. Sets up shop, hands off to senior point guard, Abby Head. Izzy Hale is set up at the free throw line along with Ashlock, double high post. Swings to Buford, left side. She works one-on-one against Hopkins. Back to head out top. I know Coach Sims is watching the defense right now. We'll let him update us on that in a minute. Buford, baseline drive, foul called.
I think they're in that same matchup zone.
You said he ran it similarly to you used to, but a few different rules perhaps.
Yeah, but a lot of the same.
Clay County on them now. Head drives baseline, tries to go to Hale. Never makes it too easy, though. It's picked off by Hopkins. Clark Range coming back the other way, 6:50 and ticking first quarter. And the Lady Buffaloes trying to get up by two possessions early. Bush out top. Swings to Rogers. Coach Lamar Rogers' granddaughter, Chloe. A good sophomore player. Made all district during the 7A tournament last week. Hopkins now with it out top. Katie Hopkins drives to the left side of the lane. Underhand layup, no good. Rebound to Ashoff. Bella gets it out to Abby Head. Full head of steam. Abby Head into the front court. Loses the handle. Regathers it. Looks for a teammate. Does not find one. Chloe Rogers comes up with the pass. Two turnovers, Coach.
Yeah, we need to settle down and run some offense and get a shot. We haven't even shot it yet.
We saw that turnovers can cost you in these games. The Bulldogs with several of those as they were eliminated Saturday night. Clay County now called for another foul. Ashok with two. May have to. She's going to come to the bench early.
Yeah, that's not a good sign for us. We're picking up two this quick.
Lacey Wiggs at the scores table waiting to check in. She'll have the responsibility of defending Maddie Bush when she comes onto the floor. Bush with it out top. Kicks over the other Sales. Sales drives baseline. And another foul called. Is this on Ashlock?
Is that on Ashlock?
It is not. It's on Abby Head. Going to have to adjust to the fish.
Yeah, we're quit reaching.
Very similar to what we saw Saturday night. You know, a different crew. You got to adjust to it, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, this is a South Central crew. They're not out of our association.
Lacey Sales, actually Casey Sales, the senior, hits a three-pointer on the inbound play. Clark Range up 6-9. Abby Head with it. Gives to Izzy Hale. Back to Abby. Abby across the timeline. Coach Walker sending in the instructions to his team. Buford, right wing, followed by a three, drives inside, nice move, scores. Coach Sims, I know you wanted to see more of Hallie Buford driving.
Now, she's one of the best around. She needs to do it every chance she gets.
6-2, the score. Stowers, step back three, misses everything, goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over.
Good.
5-minute mark, Thomas first quarter, Clark Range 6, Clay County 2.
Well, it's just big for Clay County to get on the board right there, kind of stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
We saw Clark Range get off to a good start up there. I think they led about 14-7 at the end of one, so try to avoid that anyway, Daniel.
Clay County back with it here, trying to cut this back to one possession game. Right now, 4 points the difference. Riley Burchett, right corner, drives to the free throw line, throws it out of bounds. Tried to get it to Buford in the corner, pass was too strong.
Yeah, it's a good look, but just too high.
That's
perhaps
about
some nerves, Ernie.
Yeah, about three or four quick turnovers, you know. Just like you said, Coach, just got to settle down into this one.
Pass it a few times and kind of get the flow and they can come easier.
Clark Range with it. Stowers, left corner, kicks up the Bush at the top. Now Hopkins, right wing. She drives inside. Shot blocked, Izzy Hale. Nice shot to Izzy. Having a pass to Abby Head. She's in the front court. Reverse layup.
Good.
6-4. Good patience.
It was. I thought they might have get her for a walk, but luckily they didn't.
4:15 and ticking. Lady Buffaloes with the ball. Three-pointer by Rogers. No good. It goes out of bounds.
That's a back call.
Off of Buford. Clark Range going to maintain possession. They'll inbound from their baseline. 4:07 mark. First quarter. Clark Range 6. Clay County 4. Bush with it in the corner. Gives the Stowers at the free throw line. Now Rogers in the left corner. Cross court to Sales. She's got it out top. Kicks back off Rogers. Three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound. Comes off Burchett's hand. She was just a little, got in a tough position.
Yeah. Just bad luck, so you can say on that.
Came off the rim in a way that Bradley wasn't able to maintain possession. Clark Range, third time here. on this end of the floor that they'll get to shoot at the hoop. Hopkins, three-pointer, top of the key, too strong, rebound, Buford. Hallie going to put it to the floor, let the defense clear out.
Yeah, that's twice Hallie Buford's boxed out, got position for a rebound. Good start for the junior so far for her.
Easy Hale with it, free throw line depth, kicks the head out top. Now Buford, she drives baseline, spins, gets to the hoop, does not score, but draws a foul.
That's good.
Buford going to the line. We're on the season. She's a 79% free throw shooter. .325 mark, first quarter. First free throw's good. Makes it a one-point game, 6-5 in favor of Clark Range. Buford with a second opportunity coming. It's going to have to wait 30 seconds, though. Coach Rogers wants a timeout. 3:25 mark, first quarter. Clark Range 6, Clay County 5.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs, our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be able to offer low-interest financing with no money down. For all the exciting details of our no-money down, low-cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are.
One and one for long. We don't quit fouling so much.
Fourth team foul against Clay County. On the floor for Clay County, Hallie Buford, Maddie Hayes, Bradley Burchett, Abby Head, and Asa Wicks. Burchett with the steal. Going to go to the hoop at the other end. Layup no good. Rebound Bush.
Yeah, it was.
Good defense by Burchett. Didn't get the bucket, but still a nice play by her. 2:45 and ticking, first quarter. Fails with it, kicks to Napier, who's checked in for the Lady Buffaloes. It's knocked out of bounds by Head. Clark Range will inbound again. Two good coaches, two good teams. I don't expect either squad to win by a whole lot in this. We're going to be tight. Three-pointer by Stowers is good. The junior guard makes it 9-6 in favor of Clark Range. Buford across the timeline, kicks over to Abby Head. Now Wicks at left wing, back to Abby out top. Maddie Hayes is set up at the free throw line. We're leaving the paint clear to open up the drive for the guards, it looks like. Hayes with the right block shot up, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of the Lady Buffaloes. Inbound play coming from beneath the Clay County hoop. Abby Head going to throw it in. Works it into Burchett right in the left corner. She dribbles to the wing. Gives to Lacey Wicks out top. Cross court to Buford. Deep three-pointer right wing. In and out, no good. Rebound. Jump ball call. Burchett and Napier had simultaneous possession. Clay County with the possession arrow in their favor. Minute 57 mark as Abby Head throws it in. Clark Range leads 9-6. Buford with it, kicks back to Abby in the right corner. Abby going to come out top and reset the offense.
Well,
Coach, what would you like to see here?
He's excited to go to this four-corner look. Like you said, just spreading it out so we can penetrate. I thought he'd do a little more two-post stuff or maybe some triple-post stuff, and he may later on, you know. But
of course, Bella out of the game right now. Does that change offensively what we do? Double dip, dribble call against Abby Head. Clark Range back with the ball, and Stowers back-to-back three-pointers for her, and she's put Clark Range up 12-6. Buford with it, under pressure, goes to the floor. Timeout taken by Coach Walker before travel could be called. Minute 23 left to play in this opening quarter of the Region 4A semifinal. Clark Range 12, Clay County 6.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
A steal by Ashton Napier, the freshman, as she finds herself at the free throw line after Abby Head's called for her second personal foul, fifth team foul against Clay County.
First one's away by Napier, no good.
She's a freshman, going to be a good player, looks like, for the Lady Buffalo.
Long armed.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes. Maddie with it, under pressure, puts it to the floor, gives to Hallie Buford. Hallie across the timeline, sets up at right wing, kicks back to Abby Hinton, who plays with two personal fouls. Now Lacey Wicks. Wicks tries to go down low. It's taken away, though, by Bush. Bush hands off to Stowers. Stowers back at the Clark Range end of the floor. Hands off to Sale. Now back to Bush. She drives inside, kicks to Stowers. Three-pointer left corner. Good. Third three-pointer of the first quarter by Stowers. 40 seconds and ticking. Opening quarter of this contest. 15-6 the score. Clay County trailing by 9. Foul called against Stowers. Junior Addie Stowers gets the second personal foul. Actually, the third team foul for Clark Range.
Stowers, a personal 9-0 run, Daniel. A trio from distance.
Impressive. Burgett on the inbound play, drives the left side of the lane. Shot no good, rebound by Manny Hayes. Her putback no good. Rebounded this time by Lacey Wicks. She puts it in for two.
We need to get some stops.
Yes, we did.
Quarter's about over now. Back up Steyer, shooting us out of the gym.
7 points the difference. 15-8. Clark Range with the advantage and the basketball. 10 seconds to play in this opening quarter. Sales with it. Kicks to Stowers. Going to have a hand in her face. Down to 5 seconds. Bush with it out top. Drives inside. Kicks to Rogers. Her three from right wing. No good. As the buzzer sounds. Region 4A quarterfinal. First quarter has come to an end. Clark Range 15.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Girls Semifinals, where Clay County trails Clark Range 8-15 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. For Clay County, Hallie Buford has 4, Abby Head and Lacey Wicks 2 apiece to count for their 8. But it's all about Clark Range's 5 3-pointers in the first quarter. Addie Stowers has 3 of those for 9 points as they lead by 7. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Clark Range with the basketball. Stowers fires a 3.
Yeah.
No good. Thankful for that. Izzy Hale, the rebound. Stowers did not score much, Coach, the first time we played them in Salina and beat them. She had a little bit better night at Clark Range. Really playing well so far. Izzy Hale inside, chop right block, no good.
We've got three more gimmies down there already. You know, it'd be about a tie game. We just hit them.
Ball does go out of bounds off of a Lady Buffalo. Clay County maintains possession. Abby Head to inbound. Offensive foul called. against Izzy Hale.
Easy getting an explanation now about it.
First personal against Izzy. Sixth team foul against Clay County. Clark Range, no doubt, a good team at the free throw line. We don't want to put them in the bonus early. The next foul will do it, though. All of them are shooters, so you know they're going to get theirs from the free throw line.
You're right, Daniel.
Stowers with it for Clark Range. Hands off to Rogers. She drives the left side of the lane, kicks it to Sales, who comes to Hopkins. Hopkins loses the handle, regathers and gives to Bush. The senior going to reset, looks over to 46-year veteran head coach Lamar Rogers and gets the call. Chloe Rogers with it now out top. Swings to Hopkins. Deep three. Good. Clark Range shot well down here in the District 7A consolation game. They continue that good shooting in this gym tonight in the Region 4A semifinal when it matters the most. 18-8 the score. Clay County trailing only by 10, though.
Yeah, I think they like Kermit Fulcrum Arena, as Coach Keene's calling it.
Well, it's an older gym, kind of like theirs. That could be the difference. Clay County with the ball. Burchett inside. Shot no good from right block. And a foul going to be called against Clay County. We're going to walk to the other end for the 1-1. Riley Burchett called for the foul.
Coach Sims, I have missed.
I hadn't seen these offensive fouls. Yeah,
I think
are we throwing elbows? What's
like
happening?
A forearm and just slammed that girl in the floor. If we're missing all them shots down there. We had two good looks that time, you know. We just put them in the hole. We'll have to be doing that stuff.
And still just trading by 10 here. 18-8, even though Clark Range is shooting well. We just need to be ourselves here. 6:05 mark and ticking, second quarter. 18-8 the score. Clark Range trying to extend. Sells with it, gives to Bushy, right wing. She's defended by Bella Ashok. Ashok plays with two personals. Turns up a turnover here. Good job by Bella. Perhaps a break for Clay County. It looks like it went off of a Lady Dog's fingertips, but with black, purple, and gold ball here, Thomas.
It's coming right at us. Nobody saw but us, I don't think.
Abby hit with it out top. Clay County needs some momentum here. Need a bucket. Buford in the corner. Inside the Hayes. Power move shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Hopkins. Clay County not doing a good job on the offensive boards. A lot of single shot trips. 5:25 mark, second quarter. Still 18-8. Clark Range in no hurry. Stowers to the hoop, though. 8-foot jumper, good. Addie Stowers putting on a show tonight here in Jackson County. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 5:17 mark, second quarter. Clark Range, 20.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org. Where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Back here live. Coach, just like we were talking during the break,
need
some outside shooting to come in for Clay County. Going to the post is all right, but we need some threes perhaps because Clark Range is hitting so many. You see Burchett going to the line? Natty, okay, shooting foul. Do we know Clay County's good on the inside with Hale, Burchett, and Hayes, who's in the line to shoot two here, but definitely going to have to match some of that outside shooting.
Good shot.
First one's away by Hayes and good. 20-9, let's go.
Shot.
Second one's away by Maddie, it's good. 20-10.
A few stops.
5 minutes and ticking. Second quarter. On the floor for Clay County, Bradley Burchett, Abby Head, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, and Maddie Hayes. Three-pointer, Sowers, good. Addie Sowers is setting the woods on fire. What's she got, Thomas? 15.
She's a toss,
14, you're all over, Daniel.
Buford to the hoop. No good. Rebound, Madison Hayes. Put back good. Maddie Hayes with the last 4 points.
For
Clay County here.
Hallie's with her pretty good.
She's just playing well. A steal. Burchett with it. Gives to Ashlock. Here's an opportunity to cut into the lead. Clay trailing by 11 here. Bella with it out top. Gives to Abby Head. Maddie Hayes at right block. Burchett at left block. Double post set. Buford now with it. Kicks to Abby at right wing. They're giving Head room. She can knock down a three if she chooses. Dishes instead to Ashlock. 3 seconds to call against Madison Hayes. Clay County having a tough time adjusting to this officiating crew.
Yeah, and, you know, straight man defense, Chloe Rogers down there trying to guard Briley Burchett in the post. Had her there at one time, just didn't get to her. I know they're going
to
collapse on her, Coach.
You didn't get it to her.
I'll take my chances with it.
3:50 and ticking, second quarter, Clark Range, 23-12. They have led the entirety of this contest. Still just an 11-point game, though. Bush out top. Gets the sails at left wing. Hopkins posts up down low. Now they give it off to Stowers, who's got the hot hand. Little heat test for her. She missed that shot, though. Abby Head pulls down the rebound. Comes the other way. Gives to Burchett. Riley with it. Spins inside. Kicks it outside to Ashlock. Now in the corner to Head. Three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound goes off of Clay County out of bounds. Clark Range back with it.
Everything that happens is against us.
Izzy Hale checking back in. Maddie Hayes checking out. It was a low scoring affair the last time the teams met. Final score of Clark Range 40, Clay County 34. Right now it's 23-12, so another night so far, Thomas, that's shaping up to be a lower scoring effort.
Yeah, it is, Daniel. And, you know, talk about Addie Stowers. She got 14 already. She just had two in that first game, a dozen the last time out, so she's been limited. Not tonight.
Not tonight. A missed three-pointer by Rogers, rebound by Izzy Hale. Abby Head now with it, running the point for Clay County. Lady Dogs need a bucket. Buford, right corner. She's under pressure. Passes back out to Head. It never gets to her, though. Three personal fouls there on Abby Head. Head went to the floor to try to get the loose ball, and she runs into a Lady Dog. Lacey Wiggs checking in, and the senior point guard coming to the bench. Coach Walker wanting to discuss the call. Now, we've got Maddie Bush at the line shooting the front end of a 1-1. It's good. Lady Buffaloes currently have the Lady Dogs doubled up, 24-12. Bush hits them both, 25-12, 2:36 mark second quarter. Bella Ashlock going to run the point. While Abby Head's on the bench. Buford, three-pointer. Left corner. Good.
Yeah.
We got a fight. We just got a fight. Don't
we? Take it down deep, well.
25-15. 10-point difference now. Need a stop. Need a bucket. Get it to single digits. Improve the mentality. Get the crowd back in it. And win this ball game.
Yeah, that was a huge shot right there for Hallie Buford. Just to change momentum. Clay County needs to settle now, run their half-court offense on this possession, get it into single digits, Coach, before we head into the half.
About six, maybe.
Ashlock with it, left wing inside the Burchett. Power dribble, dishes off to Wick. Lacey going to go to the line. She was fouled. Missed the shot from right block, but she will have two attempts from the free throw line. Wick's on the season, only a 45% free throw shooter. Is hit 9 of 20 coming into tonight.
Casey Sales gets her first personal. That's five team fouls now against Clark Range, eight against Clay. Weeks misses the first. Napier checks back in for Clark Range. Hopkins checks out. 25-15, currently the score.
Good.
Second one's away from Lacey. It's good. 9-point game, 25-16. A lot of basketball to be played here at Jackson County High School in this Region 4A semifinal. Minute and a half left in the second quarter. Bush with it, drives inside, kicks to Sales. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound Burchett. Riley with it, being harassed by a couple Lady Buffaloes. Stays patient, gets it to Bella Ashlock. Bella across the timeline. Looks to Coach Walker. He sends in the play. Buford now with it. Back to Bella. Now Izzy Hale out top. She was swings over to Wicks, gets knocked out of bounds by Napier. I'm impressed by the young Ashton Napier as a freshman. She's going to be maybe the next great Lady Buffalo.
Yeah, and she plays some big minutes in the postseason. I've seen her on the floor quite a bit.
Fay Kenny inbound in here from the sideline after Napier knocked it out of bounds. Buford with it. 1 minute to play, second quarter. Hallie dribbles out top. Kicks to Ashlock, right wing. Cross court now. Back to Buford. Inside to Burchett. Riley with it.
Good.
Double team. Finds the open girl, and we saw it.
Yeah.
Coach Sims, it's pretty simple. You say it all the time. If you're double teamed, somebody's open. Riley Burchett found Bella Ashlock, and Clay County's made this thing a 7-point ball game. 25-18, Lady Dogs fighting back. 30 seconds and ticking here in the second quarter. Clark Range going to play for the last shot. Thomas, I have been pleased and impressed with the fortitude of the Lady Dogs here in the last couple minutes.
Yeah, we've seen that all season long. We've seen them get down in several games. Coach Sims has talked about their experience, and that's what you get when you got an experienced team in the coach.
Let's stand this and play a better second half.
5 seconds and ticking. Sales with it. Gets it to Stowers. Stowers covered up. Gets back to Sales. Three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. The first half has ended. Region 4A semifinal. The Lady Buffaloes, 25. The Lady Bulldogs, 18. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A deep Bulldog basketball of Lady Bulldog basketball, Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Popper Grill Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Clark Rains 18-25 here at the break in the Region 4A Girls Semifinals. This time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clark Rains came out hot and built a 12-6 lead on five first quarter three-pointers. That's all the points they scored, but they only made one three in the second quarter, and Clay County just trails by seven after being down by 13 late in the second stanza. Hallie Buford matched one of their three-pointers, and then Lacey Wicks had a free throw, and Bella Ashlock scored the last two of the first half to make a 6-0 run for Clay County to cut it to seven here at the break. Four Clark Rains. It's Addie Stowers. She has four three-pointers in a bucket for 14 first-half points. Katie Hopkins has three. Casey Sells has three. And Maddie Bush, 5 points in this ballgame. For Clay County, Madison Hayes has 4 points. Lacey Wicks, three. Bella Ashlock has two. Hallie Buford, seven. Abby Head, two. The story there, Riley Burchett, scoreless for Clay County here in the first half. Abby Head picked up her third foul and only has 2 points. Hallie Buford keeping them in it with a 7-point effort here in the first half. Again, Clay County trails by seven, 25-18 to Clark Rains here in the Region 4A semifinals at Jackson County High School. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clark Range 25, Clay County 18 at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Trivia Challenge question. In the 1995 season, head coach Joe Sims and his 20-10 Lady Dogs met Watertown in the region semis. They came out with a 61-47 win and advanced all the way to the state quarterfinals before being eliminated by Bradford. In that region semi win over Watertown, senior Crystal Davis scored 23 points. She was fed the ball by two teammates. One of them was Emily McLaren, who had 6 assists, and another Lady Dog that had 10 assists. Who is that other player? We'll read that one more time, shorter version of it. In the 1995 semifinals, head coach Joe Sims and his Lady Dogs beat Watertown 61-47 to advance on in postseason play. In that region semi win, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Crystal Davis had 23 points. She was fed the ball well by two different Lady Dogs. One of them was Emily McLaren, who had 6 assists. Who was the other Lady Dog that had 10 assists in that game? If you think you know the answer to that, please send your answers into the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Hannah Bowles is all over it. She is a classmate of these ladies. She says that Tasha Ashlock is the correct answer, and she's right. Emily McLaren, Crystal Davis, Tasha Ashlock, all three seniors in 95, and Hannah Brown Bowles, their classmate. So that's another win for her. Congratulations, Hannah. You will be receiving that certificate and sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Coach Sims, a bucket for Clay County Easy Health Left Block.
A bucket for Clay County Easy Health Left Block. Yep. Bella got the ball, threw it over to her. She made a pretty good move.
25-20. The teams have switched into the floor. Clark Range works at the hoop to our left. Clay County, the hoop to our right. Maddie Bush scores. A nice movement of paint. Draws it back out to a 7-point difference. 27-20. Lady Dogs trailing. Original 5 starters on the floor for Coach Walker. Abby Head, 3-pointer top of the key. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And now it's a 4-point game. 27-23. Just what the doctor ordered. Maddie Bush with it out top. The senior works against Ashlock. Kicks over to Sales. Sales drives baseline. Gives to Stowers. She had a great first half. Actually, that's Hopkins. Hopkins drives and scores. The sophomore. Katie Hopkins with a nice finish there, Thomas.
Yeah, and I think you're going to get a Ashlock. She's going to pick up 3. So she and Head both with 3 fouls here.
Abby Head and Bella Ashlock, as Thomas just said. 3 fouls apiece, 2 of our best defenders, and obviously good offensive players too, but key pieces to the puzzle. Need those ladies on the floor. Hopkins in the line, completes the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. 30-23 now the score, 7 points the differential. Abby Head across the timeline, drives inside, kicks baseline. It ends up hitting the bottom of the backboard. Clark Range comes up with a loose ball. Bush works ahead to Rogers, who's in the corner, defended by Virgin. Coley Rogers passes back out top to Maddie Bush. She drives inside to the free throw line, kicks back to Rogers. Rogers, step back 3, no good. Goes out of bounds, missed everything.
Good.
Clay County takes back over here. 6:18 and ticking. Third quarter. Winners go on in this one. Losers go home. Clay trailing by 7. Hadley Buford with it out top. Drives the left side of the lane. A nice move. Could not finish though, but a rebound and a football by Bradley Munchin.
Yeah, Bradley, foul.
Burchett having a good game down on the post, Thomas.
Yeah, first points of the night for her, though.
No, playing well, though.
She is playing well. Good defense, you know, really having to play out on the perimeter, guarding Chloe Rogers, who is also scored.
Four-point game again, 30-26, after Burchett has a three-point swing the black, purple, and gold way. Maddie Hayes, Bella Ashlock, Bradley Burchett, Abby Head, and Hallie Buford on the floor for Clay County. Hopkins called for a travel.
Carry, actually.
Clay County with a chance to cut it to two, maybe one.
Yeah, well, it's a chance to get closer than we've been in a long time.
Coach Sims, you mentioned it earlier. Short of state tournament games, sub-state game, this is a big one. More pressure than any other so far all year long.
High pressure game.
Jump ball called on the floor. It's two different ladies. Tussle for it. Possession arrow in favor of Clark Range. Coach Sims, if I'm not mistaken here, you coached in 19 of these, a strong 14-5 record in region semis. You won 10 straight of these things from 89 through 98. That's a tremendous number. 10 straight sub-state appearances back in the 90s. Yes, it was.
Yeah, that was a pretty good run we had there.
Hopkins with it out top. Gets to Bush. She grabs the left side of the lane. Misses the shot. It's knocked out of bounds by Clark Range. Thomas, here we come again. Another chance for Clay County to cut it.
Yeah, Clay County's done a great job coming out here in the third quarter. Coach Walker's got his team going. You can just see the kind of difference. To me, they came out a little timid in the first half. They're not that way now.
Not at all. 5-minute mark, third quarter. Maddie Hayes called for the travel.
We got to quit turning it over. I mean, two trips to cut it to two, and we turn it over both
times. Each time that we get in position to cut into this four-point lead, we've squandered the opportunity. Hopefully, another defensive stop's in order here. Coach Rogers up, slowing down the pace. You've got to wonder what's going through the mind of the 46-year veteran. A steal. Abby Head. Certainly that wasn't his plan. She does step out of bounds, though.
Yeah.
Ball going back Clark Range's way, but a great play by senior Abby Head. She was on the District 7 all-defensive team for a reason. We just saw a glimpse of it there. Clark Range back with it. Bush out top, swings to Napier, right wing. A steal again. Abby Head this time going to have an open look at a layup and hits it. 2 points for Liberty.
Yeah.
30-28. Timeout taken by Coach Rogers.
Yeah.
Listen to this crowd. 4:15 mark, third quarter. Clay County within two.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's the Region 4A girls quarterfinals, and things are heating up here, Daniel. It's a two-point ball game, 30-28. Lady Buffaloes lead Lady Dogs. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter.
Closest we've been since the tip-off of this contest. Maddie Bush sets up shop at the top of the key. Gives to Hopkins. She's defended by Hayes. Bush back with it at left wing, defended by Ashlock. Bella's done a nice job defending Bush so far. Three-pointer, no good by Hopkins. Rebound, Ashlock. Abby Head with it. It's a 4-on-3. Dish off to Burchett. Going to slow it down and reset. Betty Hayes inside, scores the right block, and we're tied up here. What a pass. A beauty of a pass. All of the Clay County bench erupts down below us here, coming to their feet, just like me and Coach Sims did here at the broadcast booth. 30-30. 3:30 and ticking, third quarter. Hopkins inside. Park Range back in front. Nice layup by her on the left side of the lane. Thomas, you mentioned it. Clay County opened this game a little jittery. Had turnovers, had mistakes. They've smoothed it out. Now we're playing basketball.
Yeah, you've seen it, and it's come from their leaders. You see Abby Head, really, and we see Bella Aslock driving with authority right here. Doesn't get the finish, going to get the harm and going to the line.
Good.
But like I say, this team's leaders. You see Hallie Buford coming out, Head hitting a three, Burchett with an and one, Head finding Hayes underneath. It's the experience Coach Sims talks about.
Yep.
This team's been there, done that, and it's showing.
Bella Aslock getting the line, shooting two, misses the first. Yeah. Aslock on the season, a 70% free throw shooter, 26 of 37 entering tonight. Izzy Hale checks back in. Maddie Hayes checks out. Aslock with another one here. Releases it. Good. 1 point the difference. Clark Range with a 32-31 lead. Hallie Buford, Bella Aslock, Bradley Burchett, Izzy Hale, and Abby Head on the floor for the Lady Dawgs. Hopkins, Sales, Bush, Stowers, and Rogers on the floor for Clark Range. Sales with it out top, gives to Stowers. Stowers had a huge first quarter. We slowed her down recently. 4 3-pointers, I believe, on the night so far for her. Maybe 5. Bush with it. Drives inside, kicks to Rogers. Burchett defending her. Back to Bush. Bush in the corner. Just good defense at this point by Clay County, denying everything. A stalemate. Bush resets out top. Coach Rogers looking at the clipboard. 46 years of knowledge jotted down on that piece of paper. He picks out his favorite play and sends it in. Bush drives, kicks over to Rogers in the corner. No, that sails with it. She comes back out top. Coach, what are we seeing going on here?
I don't know. Just got to spread out, trying to finish off the dribble.
They can't even do a good job. Each girl winning their battle one-on-one at this point. Head defending Bush. They kick the sail. She drives baseline. Gets to the hoop. Doesn't shoot, though. Kicks outside to Hopkins. Her three-pointer no good. Bush with the rebound. Clark Range, another opportunity.
Finally missed and get their own
ball
rebound.
Ball goes out of bounds. They stay off of Bella Ashlock's foot. Minute 24 left in the third. 32-31, Clark Range with the one-point lead. Rogers penetrates. She's fouled. I think Bradley called for the personal. If so, that's two on her. Burchie picks it up. Only her second personal. Bella Aslock has three. Abby Head has three. Sophomore Chloe Rogers at the line to shoot two. First one's away and good. Hit them both, Thomas.
Missed the second.
Rebound, Burchett. 33-31. 2 points, the lead for Clark Range. Clay County can match with a bucket here. It's a turnover instead.
That could have been called
Clark
a foul.
Range, Hopkins, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Matty Bush, the rebound. We're going to have to get on those defensive boards.
Well, that... Bang, bang. You shoot it three, you don't know where it's going. That came so long, wouldn't even have a chance.
Clark Range playing perhaps for the last shot.
Yeah, they're going to take the last one. Unless they get a wide open layup.
35 seconds and ticking, third quarter. 33-31 contest here. Clark Range with the ball and the lead. Bush with it, gives to Sales in the corner. Like Coach said, shot not going to be taken here by Clark Range. Until the last second, unless Clay County can force their hand and take it away. Bush out top with it, defended by Abby Head. Bush drives the left side of the lane. She does shoot. It's no good. Rebound Ashlock, but a foul's going to be called on Izzy Hale, I think. Izzy Hale called for the over the back.
Man, we can't,
Izzy's second personal. Clay County's third team foul of the second half. 8.1 seconds left on this third quarter clock. It's the Lady Buffaloes on inbound from their own baseline. Sophomore Chloe Rogers going to work it in. Bush with it. Kicks to Sales. Three-pointer top of the key. Good. Clay County with a desperation three. Hallie Buford half-court shot at the buzzer. Ooh, almost win, but it did not. Three-quarters of a player behind us. Clark Range has a five-point lead, 36-31, here in the Region 4A semifinal.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Region 4A girls semifinals, where Clay County trails Clark Range 31-36 with 8 minutes left here in this ball game. And here's your Lady Dawgs scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, leading the way are both Abby Head and Hallie Buford with 7 points apiece. Maddie Hayes has 6. Lacey Wicks, Bella Ashlock, Riley Burchett, all with 3 apiece. And Isabella Hell has 2. Clay County trails by 5. It's 31-36. This Lady Dawg scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County with the basketball to open the fourth and final quarter. Abby Head with it out top. Now Buford at right wing. Hayes at the free throw line, back to Abby. A floater, good.
Yeah.
Drove in to the paint, 8-foot floater, good from the senior point guard. Single possession contest, 36-33. Getting down to the nitty-gritty here, crunch time, 7:15 and ticking, fourth quarter.
We're going to see this the whole quarter. He's just going to spread it out, and they're going to pass it and dribble. If they get a wide open play up, they'll just keep running.
Yeah, Nate, you're inside. This is a shot.
Right there, right there.
Ashlock the rebound. Gets it to Abby Head. Head going to be fouled by Manny Bush.
Oh, we got lucky. We got lucky there. She missed the shot. She's wide open.
In a game like this, when you get that kind of opportunity, we've got to have points. We've got to have swings on those turnovers, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we sure do.
6:50 and ticking after the foul out on the floor. Buford with it, right wing. Hannah gets up to Bell out top. Hannah going to get aggressive and drive. Gets to Hale. Hale kicks it back to Buford. Three-pointer by Hannah. Yes!
Come on, Hannah. Yeah!
36-36. Tie ball game. 6:35 mark, fourth quarter. Kermit Ford Arena here. This Coach Kevin King calls it on the PA. Here's come to life. Ashlock picks up her fourth personal foul. Bella probably going to come to the bench. Maddie Bush going to go to the line to shoot two. You got to let her play with four?
Yeah, if I do, she don't guard Bush. I mean,
Coach Walker going to leave her right now. Of course, you mentioned it earlier when she got into trouble, Coach. Coach Walker going to call a timeout. You made the comment, got to have Ashlock on the floor. She's that big of a difference maker. 30-second timeout here. Let's stay on air, Thomas.
I mean, yeah, I might pull her for a minute or two, but I wouldn't
Coach will
stay on air
during this timeout. 38-36, Clark Range up by two. Coming into this contest, if we'd have said you're going to have a two-point game, 6:26 mark of the fourth, would you have took it?
Well, no, because I really thought we'd be ahead more than this. I really did. You know, after the game up there, I thought on a neutral floor we would.
Of course, Clay County trailed by as much as 13, I think. I believe it was 25-12 at one point.
Yeah, we got it. We got off to such a bad start. I mean, you know, if we just play them even up that first quarter there, we're probably ahead 8 or 10 right now. And like I said, we missed a world of shots down there around the basket early.
Yeah.
That would have been big, you know, if we
story
just played
of the second half
them.
So far, Addie Stowers, 0 points. Hallie Buford-Gardner on the defensive end so
yeah.
far and done a great job. She had 14, led ever scorer in the first half.
Bella Ashlock inside. Gonna make the shot. And over the line for an end one.
Good move.
Bella Ashlock playing with 4 fouls, having as good an offensive night as we've seen her have. She's aggressive to the hoop tonight.
Yeah, that's good.
Free throws away by Bella and Clay County. Yep.
Look at their
first
lead of the game, man.
39-38. 6:05 and ticking, though. A lot of time left. 6 minutes of game time is a lifetime, as we
yep.
all know. Napier with it left wing for Clark Range. 39-38 the score. Clay County finally with the advantage.
Yeah, he switched Bella off of Bush. Got Hallie guarding her. And
got
Ashlock
guarding Sales here. Sales going to work against Ashlock, try to get that fist foul. She dishes out to Napier, and she's called for the travel.
Whoa.
5:36 mark. Clay County with the chance now perhaps to chew a little time off if they want to do so.
Yeah, you just got to be deliberate here. Make sure you get a good shot.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, again, we're looking at, I think, probably the matchup zone is still right now, but just get a good shot and be patient is key.
Abby head with it out top. 5:15 and ticking. Hale posted up inside. She has it. Gets back to head. Three-pointer right corner. Good! And she's fouled!
Yeah! Yeah! And a foul!
The rare 4-point play. What a shot! Table pounding action here tonight, Thomas.
I thought it might be coming
yeah.
tonight.
4-4 play. You don't see me anymore.
I'm not taking my Coach Rogers. He's having a 43-38. Clay County, the 5-point lead. 5:12 left to settle it here.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here at the girls region 4A semifinals, Clay County's up by 5 courtesy of a quick 7-0 run, a 3-point play by Bella Ashlock, and then a 4-point play by senior Abby Head for the Lady Dogs, and Clay County's in business. You don't see those much, Daniel.
I don't recall one during our broadcasting time. 3-pointer answer by Stowers, just like that.
Yeah,
that's a deep
please.
One too. Top of the key. No, you can't.
You can't guard her much better than that.
Big time shot
by
the junior.
25.
Hallie Buford with it.
Hadn't given her any room the entire half. She didn't need it there. She made her own room.
She did.
From deep.
440 and ticking. Burch it inside. Spins. Shoots. She's fouled. Valley going to the line.
Wow. Good.
She's perfect from there so far tonight. A 2 of 2, I think. Or am I wrong on that?
She's being held to just 3 points, and it was an and-one completion.
Oh,
so
one of
you're one right. Them. She is perfect.
Misses the front end of that one.
Wow.
2 points to lead for Clay County
Ashok going to check out for the defensive set. Lacey Wiggs going to go in for her. Ashok playing with four personals. Burchett misses the second. Long rebound by Rogers. Clark Range with a chance to tie or take a lead, depending on their shot selection. Clay County 43, Clark Range 41. A field of 32 Class A girls teams tonight going to be cut to a Sweet 16. The winner going to face Pickett County in Wednesday night's Region 4A championship game, tip-off at 7. Who's it going to be? 4:15 and ticking to 7. Hopkins inside. Kicks out to Rogers. Rogers drives. She's going to be offensive foul call against Riley Burchett.
Golly!
Here's what
That's
happened.
Awful.
Great defense is what
it
happened.
Was. Riley Burchett blocked the shot, took the ball away from Rogers, started clearing out the defense. She's called for the offensive foul for swinging her elbows. That is a move she's done for 4 years, but it's just not enough to do tonight.
Yeah, pivoting as she did it.
And now we see a big play, almost, by Clark Range. Bush driving inside, almost has and one. She's fouled and going to go to the line, and Bella Ashlock, no. Buford gets the personal. That is Hallie's first, I believe. They've still got four up there, but that's not right. That was from when Bella's fouls were on the board. I've got Hallie with one.
I don't think she's
Bush hits the first free throw, hits a moat, tied back up. 43-43, exactly 4 minutes left to play. On the floor for Clay County, Abby Head, Bella Ashaw, Callie Buford, Brownie Burchett, and Izzy Hale. Head with it. She's in right wing. Kicks back to Buford out top. Now swings it to Ashaw. Double post set. Burchett inside. She's double teamed. Goes to the hoop. Scores!
Good.
That time, Burchett didn't care if it's a double team. She's scoring. Clay County back in front, 45-43.
Great job there. Turned into it. And then went baseline away from the double team. Got the step, Daniel, for the bucket.
Stowers with it. Takes the Sales in the corner. She looks to Coach Rogers. He wants a different set. Sales going to come back out top. Kick to Coley Rogers. Rogers in the corner. Kicks to Sales. Three-pointer good. Clark Range has shot the three by well tonight. Lady Buffalo's back in front by one. Clark Range and Clay County meeting here in the semifinals. Buford with it out top. Inside the Burchett. Riley with it. Has four Lady Buffs on her. Finds Ashlock, three-pointer out wing. No good. Got her on rebound, though. Bella keeps it alive for Clay County. Kicks to Buford. Hattie, three-pointer from the corner. Yes! Yeah! Buford took Clay County back in front, 48-46.
Man, we got to have a stop.
This only the fourth meeting with Clark Range in the semis since back in 1988. Stowers, step back three, found its mark. What a shot. Coach Sims, that's the best display I've seen all season long.
I ain't nothing you
Stowers
do about it.
Stowers just
feeling
it tonight, Thomas.
Daniel, she's got 4-6 threes on the night for 20 points.
Here goes Buford for one. Misses the mark. Rebound Hopkins. She goes to the floor. I'd like to say the trouble. No whistles blow, though. She gets it to Bush. Clark Range in front by one. 49-48. Time getting short. Minute 45 and ticking. Addie Stowers, after going cold in the third, has got hot again in the fourth.
You know, I've seen Coach Rogers do this before. You know, he could try to hold this thing for the last shot.
Yeah,
15 seconds already gone here. Rogers with it, defended by Burchett. Riley all over. Maybe a 5 second count coming. That'll be five. A foul call.
Over back. Oh. Man, them refs are building
that
on that.
One right there. Ashlock. Fouls out of this ball game, guys.
Over and back. Bella fouls out.
At least six counts. Riley Burchett was all over Rogers. Should have been a 5 second count. That was not the call. Ashlock going to expire.
Clark Range up one, going to the line for a 1-1.
Sales hits the front end, earns the right to shoot the second. Puts Clark Range up by two, 50 to 48. Has another attempt coming. Good. Lady Buffalo's up by three. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. We're going to take a break with them. Minute 20 left in the fourth. Clark Range 51, Bay County 48.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, minute 20 left. Clay County with the ball. They trail by three. Abby Head with it. Going to slowly walk across the timeline. Kick to Hadley Buford at left wing. Now Bradley Birch at left corner. Back out to Abby out top. Set play for Buford in the corner. She's well defended, though. A steal. It's taken away by Hopkins. Hadley was trying to kick it to Abby Head. The pass never made it to her. Hopkins gets it back. Clark Range with a three-point lead. Under a minute to play. 55 seconds and ticking. Region 4A semifinal. Winners going on. Losers going home. Down to 50 seconds. 45. Now down to 40. Bush with it. Head there. She creates space. 5 second count starts again. 35 seconds. Timeout taken. No. Foul called against Izzy Hale. Hale and Hopkins were battling away from the ball. 18 foul against Clay County. So Hopkins at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 31 seconds left on this clock. Clay trailing by three, 51-48. Shots away and good. A two-possession game now. Hopkins in the line with a chance to extend this four-point lead, 52-48 currently. Clark Range with the advantage. Misses the second one. 4 points the difference. Time getting short. 28 seconds and ticking. Abby Head with it. Sets up a right wing. Gives to Buford. Back to Head. Abby going to drive inside. Loses the handle. No whistles blow. Izzy Hale has the foul. 18.7 seconds left. And the Clark Range faithful starting to feel it. 52-48. And we have senior Maddie Bush at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. That's the 19th foul now. She misses it. Rebound Merchant. 18 seconds and ticking. Got to do it fast. Clay down by four. Head with it. Dives inside. Running floater. Never finds the mark. Lacey Wicks the rebound. Kicks it to Hale. Hale's jump shot. No good. Down to 5 seconds. Clark Range probably going to win this one. Intentional foul call against Dizzy Hale. It wasn't nothing too crazy, but they're going to get her for an intentional anyway, and she's fouled out. Coach Walker arguing his case. 4 seconds on this clock as we're going to see Clark Range come out victorious in this region semifinal game. They're up by four with 4 seconds left. Maddie Bush at the line to shoot two. And Clark Range going to have possession of the ball. Both Clay County teams this year going to fall prior to sub-state play. We've been very fortunate in black, purple, and gold country of late to advance beyond these points. The boys lost the other night in the quarterfinals. The girls going to end up losing tonight. Timeout is taken. 4 seconds left. 54-48 the score. Clark Range up.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to Jackson County High School for the Region 4A Girls Semifinals. Clay County trailing Clark Range 54-48. There's just 4 seconds left in this one, and it looks like the Lady Buffaloes are going to move on, Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, there ain't much way around it. Clark Range is going to inbound here with 4 seconds left. Rogers to do it. Birch is going to be called for the foul on the floor. Going to walk to the other end. I'm not sure which Lady Buffalo is going to be at the line. It's going to be Hopkins. Coach Walker going to lose his first region semifinal. He was 4-0 in the region semis coming into tonight.
Well,
no. They no, they didn't. No, they're lined up like it is, but he never signaled it. And now the girls realize that. They're going to go join. They thought it was intentional because there wasn't much difference between that and Izzy's foul. A different official called it the only difference.
Yeah. Well, they've been sorry. I mean, it's hard to tell what they
called. Hopkins missed the first free throw. Has another one coming. Only 4 seconds remain. Clark Range up by 6. Make it 7 as Hopkins finds the mark. 55-48. Ball's inbounding. Abby Head with it. Last three-pointer of her career is going to go wide. This one's done. Clay County falls tonight in the Region 4A semifinals to Clark Range. Final score, 55-48. We're going to play a few ads, come back, and do the Farm Bureau postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Sadly to say, Clay County's ladies wrap up their season here tonight at Jackson County High School in the Region 4A quarterfinal to Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes. They wrap up the year with a 25-6 record. Final score in this one was Clay County 48, Clark Range 55. Going to go ahead and do the Lady Dog wrap-up for the last time this year. Brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee.
Well, didn't really start the way Clay County wanted to see it start. They got down 15-8 at the end of the first quarter and then maintained throughout the second. Still just trailed by 7 at the break. Cut it to 5 heading into the fourth quarter, Coach, and then kind of went on a run. Two big plays, Bella Ashlock and one, and a four-point play from Abby Head. Put them up 5 points with about 2.5 minutes to go. And then Clark Range outscored them 17-5 the rest of the way to win by 7. Had a chance or two. Hallie Buford kept us ahead by 2 right there. I lied. That was about 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go when she put us back up by 2. It was more like 5 minutes left when we went up by 5, so I apologize for that. But had a few chances, just couldn't quite put Clark Range away, and I think you got to credit the Lady Buffaloes for that.
Well, I think it's more them than us, you know, what we were doing. Like we was talking up here, Sowers hit 2 threes that, you know, defied logic almost. I mean, we're Gardner, you know, 4-5 foot past 3-point line. She takes the dribble, steps back, knocks down 2 of them.
No.
And how much you can do about that, you know? And I felt pretty decent when we got up 5 there. Thought, well, maybe we're going to pull out like we did at home, you know, and end up beating them pretty good. But she hit those big
only
shots.
Only points for her in the entire second half, those 2 big shots.
Yeah, we did it.
And that's ready, right.
Those weren't good shots, but she hit them.
Yeah,
that's the thing about it.
We forced her to take bad ones, but she just made bad shots, yeah.
Yeah. This game's kind of like the boys' game. It just shows you that the first quarter is highly important. You know, you get your butt, you know, behind 8 or 10 points, and it's just hard to come back against a good team. And, you know, we just couldn't do it. We come back and got the lead, but we couldn't hold it, you know. And, you know, we missed shots around the basket down there, and, you know, we just make – half of them, you know, it's probably around a tie game at halftime. But I didn't think we played good at all early, first quarter and a half. But in the second half, we played pretty well till the very end. We turned it over a couple times. And like I said, they just stepped up and, you know, just played, you know. And once they got a lead there a couple minutes ago, they weren't going to shoot it, you know, unless they got a wide-open layup and we fouled them or something. So it's just a hard loss.
Yeah, it was, Coach. And, you know, Four Clark Range, again, you had 3 in double figures, and then you had Katie Hopkins with 8 points. Chloe Rogers, you said she shot the ball well in the district tournament the other night. She just held to 1 point, so good job by Riley Burchard guarding her. But Maddie Bush ended up with 15, and then Casey Sales ended up with 10. And then you have Addie Sowers tonight, 20 total points. So she was huge on that.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, the little sales girl hit a big three there out of the corner late in the game. I thought was really big. You know, I didn't really know. I don't know that much about her, but I guess she must be a pretty good player. But she would have been one I would want to shot it in that situation. But
yeah,
she
did.
Made it.
And then for Clay County, you know, you just got two players in double figures tonight. So, again, pretty good defense for Clark Range. We talked about the shooting, but let me tell you something. They can play some defense, too.
Yeah, they guarded pretty good. They played that matchup again, and I thought we had pretty good success getting the ball inside and getting good shots, you know, for the most part. I thought we, like I said again, you know, we just missed too much stuff around the basket down there. We shot the ball out the floor pretty good. Abby made a big four-point play. Hattie hit a big three there. Well, she hit some all through the game, but I don't really know what to say. We just got beat, basically. You know, I think Ernie's what really – set the tone, you know, when they got ahead of us. I think we were down 13 or 14 at one time.
Coach Evans sitting here beside us earlier, Daniel, he had the famous quote or whatever you want to say, you know, you can't win a game in the first quarter, but you can sure lose one, and that's what you're talking about.
That's right. Yeah, you get yourself in that big hole, it's just hard to come back. That's exactly what the boys did the other night. Of course, they were in a bigger hole than the girls, and we did come back, like I said, had a five-point lead there late in the game and was in position to win, I thought. But, you know, they just step up and make those big shots.
Fort Clay County, Maddie Hayes finished with 6 points tonight. Lacey Wicks had three. Bella Ashlock had six. We saw Isabella Hale finish with two. Riley Burchett had 5 points. And then two with the Baker's Dozen, Abby Head and Hallie Buford with 13 points each in this one. So, you know, you look at the scoring. About average, minus maybe what you usually get out of the five spot and interior. So that could have been the difference in the game, the play in the paint. And you talked about Coach Rogers trying to take that away from us.
Yeah. 48. I would have thought 48 would have won this game, you know, because so far they only scored 40 and in our place only scored 33 or something, but now they're playing better right now than they were early. You know, they're shooting the ball good, making pretty good decisions, and they're just a better
probably
team
the difference,
than they were
early. 10 three-pointers for Clark Range in this one. They haven't made that many against us this year.
Yeah, now they shoot a lot of them, but now, like I say, they hadn't hit that many, I don't guess, against us in any game because, like I said, their scores have been fairly low, so... you know, I'm just totally disappointed. You know, I've lost big games like this, and nothing feels any worse. You know, I feel bad for the Coach Walker and the girls, but especially after you have a big year like they've had, you know, basically hadn't lost but two games since Christmas. One of them's to York, so it just really hurts you lose one like this.
Did you give a rundown of the scoring yet? You hadn't, had you?
Yeah, I did.
You
were busy during the time.
Okay.
We gave both scores. We kept her rolling for you there.
Very good.
Taking care of that.
That was the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Beko Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. The Structural Insulated Panels, engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Day Bug Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EkoPanelsOfTN.com. Beko Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Time now to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game.
I think you got to go with the senior Abby Head tonight. You know, she finished with 13 points. But what I saw in her is in the second half, she really showed her gumption, in my opinion. You know, she struggled a little bit in the first half, only 2 points. Came out and made some big shots. Got it to a single possession game for us right off the bat right there in the third quarter. And then a huge four-point play to put Clay County up late there. You know, we've talked about her game all year long and how she's improved and how good of a Lady Bulldog she is and will always be remembered as. Coach, I know you've developed a little relationship with us. Talk about Abby Head and her game. With her,
I mean, she's just turned into a really, really, really good ball player. I mean, she does like what you want a player to do. She's improved every year. You know, she went from coming off the bench, getting a few minutes her freshman year to, you know, a pretty big role the second year, then starting these last two and, you know, really leading us at times. You know, she's had close to 30-point games before. You know, she's capable of, you know, beating the defense down the floor and shooting the three, beating you off the dribble. And, of course, she's got a scholarship to go play next year. So her hard work has paid off. I couldn't be more proud of a player than the player that she's developed into.
Yeah, top
and a good kid, too.
And it's not just on the offensive end. We saw her tonight speed this defense for Clay County up in the second half, too. Thought that was key getting back in this ball game. We saw her steal the ball out top
right.
with the breakaway layup. You know,
She is, and we saw that happen in consecutive possessions. She took the first one away and was forced out of bounds. She comes right back and does it again with Clark Range knowing she's there hounding them. They still couldn't protect it from her.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I think it's a fair statement to say that, you know, maybe had one of the great guards of Bulldog basketball here in the 21st century. You know. You know, you talk about the last 20 years of play, and she's got to be there. And Coach Sims, you talked about it as far as shooting percentage from behind the arc. You've got to put her in the all-time mix of the great shooters finishing up this season, coming into it tonight, 42% three-point shooter on the year. Prior to tonight's play, it hit 46 of 110. Don't get a lot better than that.
That's awfully good for a high school player. Awfully good for anybody, but... she's just, you know, really good shooter. You know, can't leave out the other seniors. You know, Riley's had a great career. You know, she's scored well over 1,000 points. You know, pretty much started for 4 years. And Izzy's, I've talked before, she's improved as much from her freshman year to this year as any player I've ever seen. You know, she's turned into a solid player.
Sure.
And sometimes it takes them 3 or 4 years to do that. I've had some that, you know, they really don't make much of a contribution to the senior year. Then they turn into pretty good players.
Yeah, takes all kinds.
Really
starters heavy. From a freshman starters his first year as a senior.
Right. I mean, well, this goes way back, but Nita Barton was kind of that way. She really wasn't physically ready to play early in her career, but now by the time she was a senior, and she still wasn't a great scorer, but she turned into be a good ball player. She's about 6 foot tall, and, you know, she could rebound and she could guard you and ended up getting to play at Columbia State for a couple of years. Sometimes it just takes 2 or 3 years to develop.
I'll finish all this with our TDS tagline in a minute. Go ahead, talk about the other seniors since we've talked about the others. You know, Paige Matthews is fine a young lady as you'll meet. She's been a very important part of this program, served as a manager early on, hung around, worked hard, was always somebody who practiced with them, suited out this year. Hit several three-pointers and going to miss her just as much as we're going to miss them other three seniors who drafted up their careers. But tonight's TDS top performer was Abby Head, TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, guys, I know this ended sooner than we hoped it would, boys and girls action, but just extremely proud of these programs, extremely proud of the coaches and the kids, and thankful that they let us hang around behind the benches and call these games for them. And, you know, basketball's over for another year. It's going to be a long time till we get to see the black, purple, and gold suit up for varsity action again. But, you know, 25-6, final record for the girls, 24-4, final record for the boys. I was just honored to have called their games this year.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Daniel. And I want to take the time to thank Coach Sims for bringing all the knowledge he brings here. Coach, always enjoy having you alongside us.
I appreciate it. I enjoy doing it. I don't know if I've got a whole lot of knowledge, but I got a little, I guess. Anyway,
well, it wouldn't be the same
without out there what I know.
Same to you, partner.
Yeah.
Appreciate all you do, Daniel.
Well, you're welcome, and we thank you, too. We just show up and call the games. You're the one that does all the work behind the scenes, scrambling around before we go on air, trying to get power and everything else. But it's team effort. We're proud to do it. And most of all, folks, we want to thank you, our listeners and sponsors. You know, we could show up and do it, but if nobody was listening, nobody would pay to have commercials on it. And we know it all goes back to these great student-athletes that we broadcast night in and night out, because it's all about them. So for the final time this year, going to sign off here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County High School's got spring sports coming up. Baseball and softball should have good teams this year. We hadn't expanded the network to cover spring stuff yet. Tom will have to find somebody else. If we do that, it gets into a busy time of year for me. I can't be tied down on these spring evenings we've got coming. But who knows? Maybe one day we'll be calling pitches on the infield. Who knows? Not this year, though.
Not going to buy.
All right, folks. Any closing comments, guys, before we sign off last time?
It's two teams that made Bulldog Nation proud. This season's ended just a little short.
Yeah, I agree. Don't see too many teams with the records we got end this quick, but that's the break sometimes. You don't.
Well, your broadcast was saying nothing comes easy in Region 4A, and it held true. Nothing came easy here tonight. Folks, for Joe Sims and Thomas Weaver, and for the entirety of this 2023 basketball broadcast season, we say good night.